amis, ce qui pourrait emplir la vie d'un tel immense plaisir. Vous verrez bien que la raison pour la gaieté de nos chansons, si pleine d'entrain, de joyeux refrains, c'est l'âle par terre.
No, there was no warning that night, no hint of the strange things that were about to happen. But I noticed at the finale that Christine was not on stage for the curtain call. Christine Dubois, who sang the role of Nancy. It was not like her to miss the finale of the act. Backstage, when the curtain had fallen, I saw Christine hurrying to her dressing room.
Oh, wonderful. I never heard anything so beautiful.
Christine, wait.
Yes, not at all. What is it?
What happened to you? You weren't on stage.
Why, I...
You weren't ill, were you?
Oh, no.
You're all right? You're sure?
Of course, not at all. Do I look all right?
Oh, you look lovely. What happened?
Well, I had a visitor. Somebody wanted to see me.
Oh?
Mademoiselle Dubois.
Oh, good evening, Maestro.
Mademoiselle, I understand that you were entertaining a gentleman backstage during a performance. Is that true?
Yes, Maestro.
You are not the greatest soprano in the world, Mademoiselle. Not yet. So you will please not take liberties. See me later in my office.
Yes, Maestro. Anatole, what will he do?
Don't worry, he's just barking again. Who was the gentleman?
Well, he's an old friend of mine.
But not so very old.
No. He's Inspector D'Aubert, the Sûreté.
Inspector? You mean a policeman?
Well, he's not an ordinary policeman.
Oh, does he sing?
No. He's a graduate of the military academy at Saint-Cyr.
How much does this man mean to you?
Well, I'm not sure.
Christine, it's not like me to preach. But someday you'll have to choose between your career and what's called a normal life. You can't do justice to both. I think you'll find that music has its compensations.
In other words, you don't think I ought to have supper tonight with Raoul?
No.
But with you, Anatole, that would be all right?
Definitely.
We'll see.
There was another man that night who missed Christine's appearance during the finale. His name was Éric Clodin, a violinist. He was a strange man, this Clodin. Quiet, almost shy, but a brilliant musician. When Christine came from Villeneuve's office, Clodin was waiting in the passage.
Good evening, mademoiselle.
Good evening, Clodin. Monsieur Villeneuve will see you now.
Thank you, mademoiselle.
Good night.
Oh, mademoiselle, may I speak to you for a moment?
Certainly.
You weren't on the stage tonight for the curtain call.
Everyone in the theater seems to have noticed that. It's really quite flattering.
Why weren't you there?
What?
Oh, please forgive me, but I've been here so long that you, that everybody, everything connected with the opera is so much a part of my life.
Of course. But Monsieur Villeneuve is waiting.
Yes. You weren't ill, were you? You're not in any trouble. Oh, it's impertinent of me, I know, but...
No, it isn't. You're very kind. And I'm not in trouble. Good night.
Christine.
Monsieur.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I